Hello, Science of Parenting fans. Lori Cordles here. Wanted to let you know that while we are waiting for season 4 to launch, we've been doing a couple of things over on Instagram. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach has been asking us some questions live on the hot seat. So we thought we'd share them here with you. See you soon in season 4.
So welcome. Again, this is our first Instagram Live on Iowa State Extension's Instagram page. I'll say Instagram probably 5 more times. So if you have a coffee nearby, just take, or water, take a sip every time. And this is a new series. And Lori, who I adore, has graciously decided to join after copious amounts of requests for her to hop on with me. So nagging did pay off here. And yeah, we're going live with this new series called Research Right Now. And the goal of this is to see what's going on in the world, like at this moment, and then pop on with a specialist that can give us a little bit of insight into the research and how it's impacting the right now. So today is probably honestly a little selfish of a topic, Lori, because we're talking about how to talk with your teens. Mm-hmm. I happen to have a teen and a preteen. So yeah, this is one that I'm feeling the weight of this daily, and it does seem like it continues to get a little heavier. There's so much going on in the world right now, so I'm so thankful that you're joining us to just give some practical tips on how we can talk with our teens.
Absolutely.
So you've got 3, right?
I do have 3.
Okay, yes. Good.
Yes.
I'm going to just watch and then watch it later so that I can take notes, but now I'm just going to give you full attention.
Yeah. I do. 2 have made it through their teens, and 1 I think would be what considered right smack dab in the middle. She's 15. Mm-hmm. So, well, maybe not quite smack dab in the middle, but yes,
you're there.
They are an interesting age range.
I know.
You know, teens' brains are interesting all on their own.
Yes.
So. Yeah, hit me. What you got?
Okay, so I've got, my oldest is 16. You know, we're in that weird age of still reliant on us as parents for a lot. Obviously, his basic needs, he's got shelter, he's got clothes, etc. But he also has a job, so he has his own money. He has a car, and he's able to drive. So there's a little bit of that. You know, he's also his own person. And so with that being said, you know, I try to respect his own person and not be too like in his face. What'd you do today? How are your friends? Who's dating who? Like, what, give me all the juice. Which I'd love to know all those details, but really wanting him to feel like he can come to me. But at the same time, I do want to go to him. I do want to ask questions. So how do I do that without him feeling like, oh, mom's here again?
Yes. Mom's here again. So when we talked about this, a couple of things really came up into my mind, and two of them were fairly quickly, and then the other one took a little bit, because I kind of wanted 3, right?
Yeah.
I wanted 3. And so the way I thought about this was, okay, so as an adult, what do I appreciate when I have to have, not have to, but when I know that there's going to be a longer, more, you know, intense or deep conversation, what do I like? Mm. And what I thought about first was, I like to kind of be on my own turf. So yeah. I like to be comfortable in my space. I like to know what's around me, what my surroundings are. And I think that's an important piece. And I think that as I look back through my older 2, and especially even my youngest right now, going into her space not only includes that physical space, but even that conversation space. So I know that it sounds funny to say, have a text conversation, but that's their space,
totally.
Right?
That makes
sense.
You know,
Snapchat, that is their space. Mm. And so that's where they feel comfortable. I can honestly tell you that with my middle daughter, if I want to have a deeper conversation with her, it's in writing.
Yeah.
You know, it is in writing. And for her even, it might be like, we've had to have some really deep conversations. And so I wrote a letter in an email, or if I want to have a conversation with all 3 of them at the same time, I'll write a big long text.
Oh man.
And I know that in a way, some people would be like, what, you can't have face-to-face? No, actually we can. And we do, after I've given them the opportunity to digest in their own space what I want to chat about, what I want to talk about, or even if I want to say, hey, I noticed that you seem really stressed right now with everything that's going on. I would love to have a conversation with you. I know that it, you know, it may not be something that you want to do, but I want you to know that I do.
Yeah.
My favorite thing right now is taking my daughter to lessons that happen to be 45 minutes away. She's stuck with me in the car, right? Right? But those 45 minutes are not all, you know, conversations that I've been like dying to ask her. You know, it's we're listening to her music. We're, you know, okay, so the first part of that is, the first thing I thought of was go to their space. And then the second thing was to really think about the fact that we have all of these years of experience, all this time to digest these big things that are happening. Yeah. And they don't. No. Like, not only does their brain not have the capacity, but they don't have that experience. So we may be trying to say, okay, let's have this big conversation, but their brain can actually only handle a little bit of it.
Yeah.
You know, we want to get to the end of the story.
Yeah. I want you to have told me all the things, and I want to be simultaneously your mom and best friend.
Yes.
Is it too much to ask?
Yes.
Is it too much to ask?
that brain says, you know, no more. I can only handle this much.
Yeah.
And you know, when you think about how we digest movies or books, lots of times we go back and read the book again, or we rewatch the movie, or and how many times do we hear and see something different? And so that first thing I thought of was go to their space. The second thing was digested in bits and pieces. And the third thing was to revisit it again and again, and to follow up. And, you know, other things you think about, how many times have you had a conversation and you got stuck in only one piece and you really didn't even hear the rest?
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to happen just because naturally they're teenagers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you might've thought, oh, I saw the light go on, but you saw the light go on at minute 3.5. And
it was the next 15 minutes that really
the end of the story was what you wanted them to get. And
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. My 16-year-old and I, we, send each other things through Instagram all the time. And when he sends me something funny and I send him something funny back, you know, in between those, it's also just sometimes logistical things like, do you have practice today? Or what was that thing that you wanted me to look at or what, you know? And so there are times that I can slip in a question there too.
Exactly.
Interestingly enough, I sent him, a text last night, and this was just a text and I can't even remember what it was. And he literally sent me back a picture of the bottom of his foot. So I didn't know what to do with that, but also at the same time I was in his space, he was being goofy, and it was like a good moment. And those goofy weird, I had my shoes on, so I couldn't reciprocate that, but so yeah, my 12-year-old daughter, the thing you said about repeating is so important, and I've realized, like, as you're saying that, I'm like, oh, I think I do that with her. But the thing I think I need to work on is the not throwing it all there at once. You know, because when I do have her as a captive audience in the car or whatever, you know, she's like, it's like 20 questions from me. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I can't, Mom. This is too much. So that's so good to like break it down. And when you said letting them play their music, that was another one that was like, oh, I always have my music on. It's simple when they get in the car to be like, hey, you.
Yes.
DJ.
Here's the aux cord.
Yeah, totally. That's practical. I can do that.
And you think about the times where you might not be ready for the conversation.
Yeah.
But they are. You know, what cues are they giving you? I can literally see my daughter standing in my bedroom doorway last night. And I'm, you know, like, oh gosh, I'm really tired. But, you know, like, she just kind of leaned.
Yeah.
I thought, okay,
she's here.
Yeah. There's something that's coming. And, it took a while. Like, there was some conversation about, you know, whatever. And then about item number 16.
That was like, oh, this is why we're here.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good.
And it was fun. I went to bed with a smile on my face and I thought, I wonder if I did that.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I did. I gotta ease my mom into this conversation.
Yeah, they can't know we're trying to talk. Otherwise, that changes.
No.
They know. No. Yeah. No, that's so good. Cause our older two will do that as well, where it's like late at night. Typically it's also like, you know, we've got a 5-year-old as well who does the, it's time for bed. And that's when they're really thirsty, you know, where with the older two, it's time for bed. And then, yeah, they're coming into our room for random questions or whatever. And now I'm wondering if that's not them trying to get out of their bedtime, but more like their minds, like realizing they're ready to converse. So maybe I'll stop hollering, just stop. and go more like, would you like to talk? Is there anything?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. And you know, if you think about a question that you may have asked earlier in the day that got a blank stare or the hands, they might have been digesting their answer all day long. And now they're ready to dive into this a little bit. And so those subtle cues that they're giving off, and I have even gone so far as to say things like, gosh, I noticed that you're hanging around the room. How about we go back to that question I asked you later? Are you ready to talk about it?
Yeah.
And like I'll let them know I'm picking up on their cues and it's an appropriate cue and I'm getting it. And like, we're connecting. So let's keep connecting.
Yeah. Barb just commented and said, so leaving time to actually get to the topic at hand is a good strategy. And that is, so good.
Oh, absolutely.
The big three that you talked about that I want to make sure that I take away and that any viewers take away, repeat those three steps for talking with your teens, or those three things to remember, keep in mind.
So get into their space, and I don't mean physically necessarily in their face. What I mean is
my daughter's bedroom is a place I don't want to be. So that feels a little scary.
It doesn't get better.
Please. No, I know. But so, you said that one with the get in their space, that's my takeaway is the music one. Like being in the car, letting them play their music. They now feel comfortable. They have this known feeling or whatever. And that is their space. So
it is their space.
Yeah, that makes sense. Or being on Instagram or Snapchat or in their space. That's
and converse good. With them in their space where they're comfortable.
Yeah.
And then that second one was just to, you know, give opportunities to digest this all in bite-sized pieces.
Yeah.
So we don't have to lay out the full manuscript. We could take the cliff notes and then come back to bits and pieces of the full manuscript and take it, you know, in bite-sized pieces. And then that third one is really just to be willing to repeat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And repeat and repeat and repeat. Mm-hmm. And especially what we know about the teen brain is there are so many literally physical changes happening in the brain, chemical changes happening in the brain, that it is like driving through fog as a
parent. Oh, I don't like that.
That's
I do not
what
like
their
that.
Brain can feel like to them at times. And
oh,
we look
gosh.
At them and go, I told you this.
Yeah.
Like I just literally told you this. And they're thinking, I was driving in fog.
Yeah.
And
all
I
the sensors
no idea.
Were off. Oh my goodness. That's such a good analogy. Okay. I'm doing my stop
breathe.
You got this, Leah.
You got this.
Well, my husband and I have told our kids, even just this last week, we're like, we've never lived through some of the things you're living through right now. You know, because those first relationships or fights with friends, those are things that we can kind of like grasp and like, yeah, we've been there. Like virtual learning, you know, like worldwide pandemic, like, come on,
Yes. Having our whole lives play out on all of our followers.
Yeah. Online. And that was another thing too. My son brought up to me, he was like, hey, just FYI, like I'm on all the networks the platforms you're on. Give me a heads up when you're going to show my face. Like, and I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, totally. Like you are like your own being and you probably deserve to. Yeah, we had a couple comments come in, the text, the get in their space, love that, need to work on that, and also the bite-sized pieces. I hear you on that. Donna's popping in saying, that's why I text back and forth instead of calling my granddaughter. I can usually tell when I've hit a hot topic she wants to get on the phone, and that's so good, Donna. Like, and I even think of that from my parents when they're conversing with the grandkids, that if you do have the ability to text them. They will talk to you via text. They might not answer if you call, and that doesn't mean they don't love you. I might not answer when you call. And that doesn't mean I don't love you. No, that's so good. That's so good. Well, I feel like I'm popping into the weekend with a couple new tactics to put into practice. And what I like about them, Lori, is that they are doable. You did not tell me to read a book and follow just these 27 simple steps. You know, I can do this. I can get in their space, make them, you know, feel safe and that they kind of have control over the situation. I can break conversations down into pieces as opposed to throwing it all at them at once. And I can definitely repeat myself. Like, come on. And I appreciate that from people too. I appreciate reminders.
Exactly.
So I can extend that too.
Yeah. And as I thought about those, I especially thought about it from the adult perspective. Mm. I mean, this isn't really just about teens. Like, I would hope that people would
come extend this to me. Totally.
Yeah. Extend this to me. And it just, you know, sometimes as adults, we forget that what we would like as adults is actually what our children might like too.
Yeah. It's weird how that works.
Yes. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we are just seconds over about 15 minutes of chatting. I feel rejuvenated. I really do feel good about picking kids up and heading into a weekend with a couple new tools in my belt. Oh, Barb wants you to talk a little bit about re-regulating when the topic is sensitive or emotional. Ooh, what's that mean? She used big words.
Well, what I was thinking was maybe we should do this again.
I know. I mean, okay, so we're going to put a pin in that and we're going to come back on another day with a couple other tools. Because I'm going to Google re-regulating.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to take me to something about cars. I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited. Something new to learn. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Just popping on quick, helping us again, research right now. We know that this is a time when you need to have conversations with your kids and your children in general, but specifically those teens that, you know, they've got a lot of things going on and a lot of heavy feelings. And there's happy ones in there too. You want to be a part of them all. So these were helpful for working with children in our lives, whether they're your kids, grandkids, friends, nieces, nephews, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Well, happy Friday the 13th, by the way. I mean, come on. But it's also World Kindness Day. So I'm choosing to focus all of my thought energy on World Kindness Day, not on the weirdness of I think we're in our second or third Friday the 13th of 2020. And I'm like, can we not? Can we not, guys? Can we just? Woo! All right. Well, thank you all for joining. If you're watching this later, we'll have it saved into our stories and on our feed. So if you're watching it later and a thought or a question comes up, feel free to still throw it there in the comments. I'll send it off to Lori, the parenting pro. I'm not going to try to guide you guys too much on these.
We'll take them.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you again. Have a really, really good Friday. And I hope to see you soon. Lipstick and all.
Lipstick.
All right, bye guys, have a good day.
This institution is an equal opportunity provider. For the full non-discrimination statement or accommodation inquiries, go to www.extension.iastate.edu/diversity/ext.